the U.S., and North Korea. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says if North Korea stops negotiating in good faith over its nuclear program, joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises will resume. Pompeo is in South Korea a day after President Trump met with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. The president tweeted, "Sleep easy. There's no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea."
Amid questions about whether he gave away more than he got at the summit, the president says skeptical reporters are fighting hard to downplay the agreement and tweets the fake news is the nation's biggest enemy.
The AP Sagar Magani. House Speaker Paul Ryan says there are two bills on immigration.
There are members who want to have a vote on the Goulet-McCall bill. They're going to get that. And then we now have a bill that represents a compromise that is going to be brought to the floor so members can actually vote on legislation tackling this issue. And this has a chance of going into law.
A plan backed by Tea Party conservatives in the House is expected to fail. I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.